didn't have to put any money down for the down payment, negotiated for the seller to pay for all closing costs, and I negotiated a higher real estate commission. So at close, I actually got a check for 50K.
Mm.
They gave me the keys and they said, here's a check for 50K, Mike. And I was like, sweet.
That's massive.
Let's ride and roll. Bought for 620 because I had to, their price is a little artificially inflated because I rolled some things into the loan.
Yeah.
And it's worth like 880 now. So
look at that.
I still have that one. But
look at that.
Yeah.
Almost $300,000 in equity.
Yeah.
You got paid to buy it.
Got paid to buy
all the cash flow. And you probably did a cost seg study, depreciated all that stuff. I mean, think about that.
Welcome to the Rich Summers Report, where we talk real estate, business, and wealth building, all while keeping it real. No fluff, no BS. I hope that you enjoy the show.
All right, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Report, Saturday edition. And I got my co-host today, Mr. Mike Tai. Mike, welcome to the show, my man.
Crazy to call you a co-host again, man. We've been co-hosts in the past. I'm probably the first person, I guess I'm the second person sitting in this seat who can say they've been a co-host with you in the past. So cool to be here again.
That is true. It is cool to do. I mean, man, we must have ripped, what, 100 plus episodes together on the real estate
Triple
takeoff.
Digits. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. But anyways, so for this segment, man, we really wanted to go deep on the no money down mortgage, whether it's a VA loan. There's credit unions out there that have a no money down 100% financing to buy real estate. And yes, it has to be for a primary residence, but it doesn't mean that you need to live there forever. And this is like one of the greatest ways to build wealth in real estate that I think a lot of people just don't realize is an option for them. Everyone tells me, hey, I need to get in the game, but I don't have 20% down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have this money. It must be nice. But I'm like, you know what? Like you and I both got started in this game with no money down stuff and still own those assets today. No, we don't live in those pieces of real estate anymore and they print money for us. And so I wanted to ask you, man, first and foremost, like tell me about your first situation getting a no money down piece of real estate. What was that like?
Yeah. I've done it three times all in California, which has had a crazy bull run, as you know. My first time was up in Los Angeles in a town called Torrance. I just bought a 3-bedroom condo that essentially was operated as a bed and breakfast. I lived in one room and Airbnb'd out the other two rooms. And those rooms, this is 2015 Airbnb, totally different time, even though just looking back 9 years. I literally just had an air mattress on the floor and blankets, no nightstand. I had a towel hang, like there was no amenities.
And this thing was just on the floor.
It was an air mattress. Yeah. And I guess Brian Chesky, he started Airbnb. The word air is in there because there's something to do with an air mattress when he first started doing it as well.
No way.
So I was doing the same thing. I was doing what Brian Chesky was essentially doing. So I bought this condo, no money down in 2015, $325,320 maybe right around there. Owned it for 2 years and made about 8%. I didn't really have any cash in it. So I guess the cash returns were infinite. It was cash flowing every year, and then sold 2 years later for $100,000 more than I bought it for. I should say what the bank bought it for. The bank purchased it. And then when I sold it for $425,000, I said, thank you, bank. Here's $325,000 or whatever I owed on the principal balance. I take my $100,000 and walk away.
And since you lived there for, two of the previous 5 years, you don't have to pay capital gains on that money, correct?
Yeah, unfortunately, I lived there for 18 months because I was relocating for air traffic control, I got hit with capital gains.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's a nice little pop right there. And I got my first one. It was, and I'm not a Navy vet like yourself.
Yeah.
And you might be asking, okay, well, if I'm not a veteran, how do I qualify for this? Well, there's credit unions out there. One of them is Navy Federal Credit Union. And I've gotten two no money down loans with them, and I'm not a vet. But basically, they will fund a loan up to $1 million loan balance with zero money down. And what you can do, if you're savvy, is you can negotiate the seller to cover your closing costs. There's different ways to do that. My favorite way is to, you know, agree on terms for a specific price. And so let's just say, for simple math, you agreed for $500,000 and you figure your closing costs are going to be $15,000. You can say, hey, seller, I'll give you $515,000, but I want a $15,000 credit towards my closing costs. And so the net effect for the seller is the same.
Yeah.
And now as long as the property appraises for $515,000, you're going to be able to pick up this property for zero down and legitimately get into it with zero closing costs, which is a huge win as well.
For sure.
So anyways, first one I bought, 2-bedroom condo here in Bakers Hill, San Diego. Good neighborhood, not too far from this office. And lived there for a little bit, set it up as an Airbnb, and still own that thing today. That little condo, I bought it for $574,000 in 2019. And it does about $110,000 a year in Airbnb revenue, gross. And the thing's worth like $825 now. And I got it for no money down, no closing costs. I'm like, dude, this is like one of the best investments ever.
Imagine if there was a loan that like you could take to just buy stocks. like, and you just get the upside on it. You just pay them back. That's basically what you're doing. Like, hey, I'll give you $1 million loan to buy a bunch of shares of S&P 500. And in 10 years, you just cash out and you keep the upside. That's like basically what you're doing with 100% loan on real estate.
Basically. But like, what kind of stocks do you buy that will print those kind of dividends?
No. I mean, and there's not loans to buy stocks.
There's not.
Really.
Yeah,
so,
it's crazy.
I was just trying to like provide an analogy, but yeah, that's huge. Like a huge wealth builder for anybody.
It is. Yeah. And then the next one was like 6 months later is in Linda Vista, which is also a neighborhood in San Diego. And this one I was like really pushing to get through. And they ended up approving another no money down loan. This seller was basically setting up the property to be an Airbnb. The pandemic hit, they got nervous and decided to list it. So I came in, aggressive offer day one. I remember touring this property. It was Mother's Day during 2020, right when the pandemic first dropped. And I remember going and touring the property. I always hit up the listing agent directly. I go to tour the property. And I remember it was Mother's Day. And I asked her, I said, hey, do you have a lot of tours set up? And she said, there's a ton of tourists tomorrow, but you're the only one today. And I remember walking the property. I thought, man, this thing's already furnished. She's going to include the furniture. Be a perfect Airbnb one day. And I remember seeing the garage. There's a garage, two-car garage below the ADU in the back. And I thought, man, this could be another ADU. And so I said, I'll give you whatever you want. Let's lock this thing up today. And ended up getting in the Navy Federal Credit Union, no money down loan. I lived on the property for a little bit. And today it's an Airbnb. And that thing does like a couple $100,000 gross every single year. And I bought it for like $895, no money down. She covered the closing costs. Furniture was all included. And I'm like, dude, this is crazy. And then I get to build the ADU. I have the permits now. I haven't done the build out yet. But this thing's going to be worth, once we're done with the ADU, probably like 1.5, 1.6. Jeez. I'm like, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
No,
and I can't believe you got the furniture. I mean, furniture, that's like $40,000 of furniture you got as well.
Yeah.
Rolled into the loan.
Yeah, $40,000 of furnishings, all included.
Yeah,
right. All because of the pandemic, you know? And I didn't know where the economy was going to navigate, right? There was a lot of bad news in the marketplace. The economy could have took a dip, but I knew it was good real estate. And if I would be able to hold it long enough, it would have worked out. So took a little gamble there, but ultimately those two deals that I got for no money down ultimately were what allowed me to quit my job.
Your biggest partner in a real estate deal is always your lender. For me, I prefer using someone I know, like, and trust, whether you're looking for commercial loans, residential loans, bridge loans, DSCR loans, no debt to income ratio, no tax returns. My guy, Chris Groves, has got you. As seen on episode 77 and episode 142, Chris is a good friend of mine and is doing a special offer for podcast listeners, $2,500 off of your closing costs and or appraisal fees. Visit grovescapital.com/richdummers to book a free call. Again, it's grovescapital.com/richdummers to book a free call. Now back to the show.
Did you end up doing cash out refis on those?
No. Okay. I still have those Navy Fed arms.
Me too. Yeah.
They're arms, so they're starting to adjust up.
Yeah.
1 point a year, but it's
mine
still,
just
the rate is still pretty cheap.
Mine just jumped 2% on that.
2%?
Arm. Yeah. I was at 3.75 and I'm at 5.75.
Damn.
Yeah.
It jumped 2 points in 1 year?
Yeah, because it's based off the five, like it's 200 basis points over the 5-year treasury. And the 5-year treasury was super high at the time.
Damn.
So yeah.
That's
and
crazy.
It can only go up 2%. That's the max. It can go up.
Yeah. So you said you bought three with no money down. You mentioned the first one was in Torrance. Where were the other two?
Yeah. Oh, and a quick note on the Torrance one. I found this interesting on the capital gains tax. So I was able to, like, there's something in the tax code, at least at the time. So double check with your accountant on this, that, you know, like Rich said, you had to be in the property for two of the previous 5 years. And then you kind of have some capital gains exemption. But you also can claim a hardship where you get a pro rata exemption. So since I was there for 18 months, which is 75% of the 24 months, I was able to say I had a hardship because I had to transfer for work from LA to San Diego, and I still got some capital gains tax exclusion.
Really?
So
I didn't know that.
I think that's something I haven't really heard discussed much, so maybe valuable insight for some.
I've never heard that before. That's really good to know.
If you relocated for work or whatever.
And real quick, before we jump into your next two deals, one last thing about those two deals that I got for no money down that helped me quit the job was, I got cost segregation studies done on both of those properties, and because they were short-term rentals and we were working high-income W-2s at the time, it allowed me to depreciate all the depreciation and losses against those rentals to offset my W-2 income at the air traffic job. And so if you like parlay all those different streams, I mean, it's a crazy investment. You know, I talk about that Linda Vista deal like on social sometimes, and people in the comments are like, oh, that didn't happen. Like you're full of it. That's not possible. And like, I want to do like a follow-up video with like, you know, the settlement statement and all the numbers to actually show that that was a case. And actually, I did end up getting like credit on top of it. I think they gave me like a $30,000 repair credit in addition to all that. It was crazy. But I'm gonna do some content and actually break down everything.
I think I had to slide into your comments once because I did this like I said with the ads too, because it disappoints me when someone is trying to provide insight to how things are done and there's just people that don't believe it. It's like stop with the disbelief. Just listen to what this person is saying.
Yeah.
I mean, do your own due diligence. If you don't believe him, do your own research.
Right. Yeah. Agree.
Yeah, that frustrates me a little bit.
It does. I know. It's crazy. But yeah, there's a lot of haters out there.
Yeah.
But that's just part of the game. Anyway, so what are the next two?
The next two, I bought a condo in downtown San Diego with a VA loan, no money down, little studio that I lived in for about a year and a half. Again, I lived in a place for a year and a half. And then converted it to a midterm rental, HOA, you know, 30-day minimum lease requirement. So couldn't do short-term rentals. But midterm rental demand was so high that one year I had 100% occupancy because every time, you know, all these nurses and traveling professionals would stay for about 3 months. And when the next person wanted to book, I wouldn't allow them to have any overlap. I'd say, you have to check in this day, the day of the checkout, or we can't accept you because there's so much demand. And some people would be like, okay, that's 2 weeks before I'm going to get there, but let's do it. So they just pay for it. And like, it'd be just same day turns. And that's kind of how you have to make that business profitable. You can't let someone check in 3 weeks after and just eat 3 weeks of vacancy.
Right.
So that was really profitable from a cash flow standpoint. Bought it for $297 and sold for $397.
Oh, you sold it?
Yeah, I sold that one. Yeah. Sold for $397. And
did you show the buyer the income they could potentially make as a midterm?
I saw they have it listed as a midterm now. Yeah, I told them. Nice. I was happy to provide some insight in how to operate it, but they never reached out. So
interesting. Yeah. Nice. And then you got one more in Golden Hill, right?
Yeah, that one's probably the best of them all. Nice. I bought that one shortly after you bought your
Banker's Hill
property. Okay. Yeah,
nice.
No money down, Navy Federal loan, lived in it for a year. And then I converted it to an Airbnb. Did buy that one fully furnished. This one was pretty good because I had my real estate agent license at this time. So like Rich suggested, no money down. So I had no money, didn't have to put any money down for the down payment. Negotiated for the seller to pay for all closing costs. And I negotiated a higher real estate commission. So at close, I actually got a check for $50K.
Mm.
They gave me the keys and they said, here's a check for $50K, Mike. And I was like, sweet.
That's massive.
Let's ride and roll.
That's massive.
And then that one bought for $620 because I had to... Their price is a little artificially inflated because I rolled some things into the loan.
Yeah.
And it's worth like $880 now. So
look at that.
I still have that one. But
look at that.
Yeah.
Almost $300,000 in equity.
Yeah.
You got paid to buy it.
Got paid to buy
all the cash flow. And I did a cost seg study, depreciated all that stuff. I mean, think about that.
For sure. Yeah.
Dude, it's such a no-brainer, man. People are like, you can't do it. It's not real. I'm like, no. You and I just had about five separate deals that we were able to buy for no money down and get all this depreciation and cash flow. And appreciation and tax benefits. It's crazy. It's freaking crazy to think about. And so I think the big takeaway for the listeners is if you have the ability to go get a no money down loan right now, I don't care if the interest rates are high, like go find a deal in a good location and do it. Because if you can figure out a way to hold this asset for 10, 15, 20 years, it's going to make you a millionaire.
Yeah.
And you can repeat the process every couple of years.
Rinse and repeat.
It's not as hard as people think.
Yeah. Someone buying the asset for you and you get the upside.
Shit, we got Parker over here taking notes. He's like, yo. Yeah.
There was I think it was an air traffic control instructor, maybe someone at college, but this professor would always say, listen to me now, believe me later.
Mm.
Like when they'd say something where the students are like, what? Really?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's one of those things. Listen to me now, believe me later. Just do it and you'll see.
Yeah. It's like, I believe in it so much. It's like, if anyone out there listening, like, want to go do it, shoot me a text, shoot me an email, give me a call. I'll walk you through it. It's really not hard.
It's pretty
straightforward. It's real. It happens. Yeah. And it's life-changing. I mean, you just do two or three of those in your life and you're going to be a multimillionaire if you're buying in good locations. Anyways, I think this concludes this edition of the Saturday edition. He's Mike Ty. I'm Rich Summers. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in the next one.
Peace.
Yes.